Welcome to this food science analysis of glyphosate in off-the-shelf breads. I'm Mike Adams, and this is brightvideos.com. I'm the lab science director of CWC Labs, a ISO 17025 accredited and validated laboratory with multiple mass spec instruments. We'll show you some B-roll here. And I actually co-developed a glyphosate quantitation method using triple quad mass spec instrumentation. Several years ago, we've used it for many years. We've done probably 10,000 glyphosate tests on foods over the years because, of course, we test our own products at healthrangerstore.com, which is known for ultra clean foods that are laboratory tested. So when I saw the state of Florida releasing these bread test results with glyphosate numbers that looked rather alarming, I was a little bit shocked. So let me show you my screen here. It's called Exposing Bread Toxins. This is part of the Healthy Florida First. And this is, you know, official. These are numbers from the state of Florida. And they showed that Nature's Own bread, the butter bread, they claimed that it had 190 parts per billion of glyphosate, which is that's a very high number for a bread product. We don't normally see those numbers in breads in our lab. And then we saw Nature's Own, this other white bread was 132 parts per billion. And then it said that Wonder Bread was 173 parts per billion glyphosate. That particularly caught my attention because Wonder Bread is highly, highly processed. And one of the things that you find in the food industry is that the more processed an ingredient is, the lower the glyphosate becomes and the lower the heavy metals become, because the processing really just leaves behind, you know, empty calories, carbohydrates in this case, and not typically many of the contaminants. In fact, you will tend to find higher levels of glyphosate or heavy metals in more natural products many times because they're not as processed. But the processing takes out beneficial nutrients as well, you know, minerals that you might need, such as, you know, magnesium or what have you. So when I saw this number for Wonder Bread, it made me wonder, like, what? Well, they're seeing 173 parts per billion in Wonder Bread. And then I saw Sara Lee Honey Wheat. They claim 191 parts per billion. And those are all the results they have. Let's see, Dave's Killer Bread. They claimed it had 10 parts per billion, etc. So, of course, since we have our own lab, you know, multi-million dollar laboratory facility, independently evaluated and accredited, I thought, well, we need to do these tests, because if they're seeing these numbers in the state of Florida, then something has changed in the bread industry, and I need to find out what's going on. So I sent my team out to buy all these breads, as you can see here. These are many of the same brands. I think we have, we've got eight different bread brands here, and mostly the same ones. Here's Dave's Killer Bread, and here's Nature's Own, and Sara Lee, and we've got Wonder Bread down here as well, as you can see. So we went out and bought all these breads, and we ran them through our lab to find out what the test results would be. And that's what I'm going to share with you here today in this presentation. So glyphosate in commercial breads, and you're about to be probably shocked by what you're going to see, because we didn't see the numbers that the state of Florida was seeing at all. Not even close. And let me just give a little bit of background. As the health ranger, I'm well known for being an opponent of glyphosate. I think it's a deadly herbicide. Obviously, it's linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's caused mass suffering and death, and it disturbs soil microbes, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to focus on that here, but I am no fan of glyphosate. And, you know, we do glyphosate testing in our lab to make sure that the foods that we sell you at healthrangerstore.com are as free from glyphosate as possible. And so we have an internal rating scale for, you know, different grades, like A or A plus or A plus plus, depending on lower and lower levels of glyphosate, because there's a little bit of glyphosate in almost everything. You're very rarely going to find absolute zero. But what you want to do as a consumer is you want to limit your exposure to glyphosate. And glyphosate, unlike things like dioxins, it's not It's not deadly in low parts per billion concentration. It's not going to kill you to eat a loaf of bread or a slice of bread that's, you know, 10 parts per billion or even 20 parts per billion. I get very concerned when I start to see things over 100 parts per billion. And, you know, we wouldn't personally sell those kinds of products. So I just want to say this up front, because if you're wondering, like, what is my, you know, personal opinion aside from the lab testing, if you're trying to suss out, do I have some kind of bias in this? If I had any bias, it would be as an opponent of glyphosate. And yet the results I'm about to show you here do not align with that bias, because I don't allow my bias to control the lab instruments. You know, the lab instruments, they give us the answers, and those answers are, that's what they are. How many parts per billion, you know? And I don't argue with the instrument. I just let the instrument tell us what it's seeing, and that's what I'm reporting to you here. So this has nothing to do with my opinion about glyphosate or Monsanto or the whole history of Monsanto, whatever. This has to do with what we're finding in the breads and whether the state of Florida is using a lab that knows what they're doing. And I'm becoming increasingly skeptical that they know what they're doing. I will see. But let me show you this. So if we go to the first sample, Sara Lee honey wheat bread, I think the state of Florida number was over 100 parts per billion for this. We found less than 10 times less. We found 9.87 parts per billion in Sara Lee honey wheat bread from Bimbo Bakeries, apparently. That's an interesting name. So that would be rated A++ in our rating system. So there's no, you know, this would not be considered a, you know, harmful product or a contaminated product based on the glyphosate. There might be other ingredients in it that you don't want. I don't know. Maybe it's got high fructose corn syrup in it. I mean, we're not talking about that, so I'm not even going to check. But when it says honey wheat, you know, usually when they say honey, it's corn syrup, you know, usually. But that's not the focus here. My point is that I didn't see anywhere near 100 parts per billion, and we are an accredited laboratory. We know what we're doing. We run glyphosate tests every day, and we've done thousands and thousands of them for years. So I begin to question, like, where is the state of Florida getting these numbers that are over 100 parts per billion? So we kept on testing. Next one is Wonder Calcium Fortified Enriched Bread. This little gem right here. I always joke about the name Wonder Bread because I'm like, I wonder if it's bread, you know? But whatever, that's just my opinion. When it comes down to the lab test, this only showed 6 parts per billion. 6 parts per billion of concentration of glyphosate. And let me just end this presentation. Let's go back to the Florida numbers here. Florida said it's 173 parts per billion. Right there. And again, that, you know, I had a lot of questions about that when I saw it. And sure enough, when we go to our lab test, we only see 6 parts per billion. So something is very different here. Now, I understand that there can be some natural variation because these products are based on, of course, agricultural inputs. And there are different lot numbers that are made from different incoming lots of raw materials. So it's possible that what the state of Florida was testing was a production lot from a farmer that had sprayed more glyphosate as a desiccant on his wheat crop, let's say. And that ended up in that production lot of Wonder Bread, and maybe that was 173 parts per billion. And then the lot that we bought, a different lot, different production, different part of the country, it ended up with only 6 parts per billion. But the reason this is important is because I've seen people all over social media that are sharing the Florida numbers, and they're saying, or they're implying that, well, all Wonder Bread has 173 parts per billion. And that is not true at all. And that's actually, you know, part of my concern here. Look, I would prefer everything be organic in the entire food supply, but that's just my personal opinion. But that would be a lot more expensive for people. So companies that make Wonder Bread, you know, they're not breaking a law to sell non-organic wheat that was sprayed with glyphosate. You know, that's not illegal in the United States at the moment. And if their bread only has 6 parts per billion, which we would rate as an A++ rating for glyphosate, then it's not cool to run around blaming the Wonder Bread company for having 173 parts per billion if that's just not true. And I say this as someone who's not a fan of Wonder Bread and not a fan of glyphosate, but I am a fan of honesty, especially when it comes to laboratory testing. And so I want to share with you the honest numbers that we saw. And what I'm finding is that they're very different from what Florida has been reporting. And the more I look at these results, the more I'm even questioning, does the state of Florida, whatever lab they use, do they know what they're doing? So let's continue. The next one is Nature's Own thick sliced white bread. Well, we only found 5.6 parts per billion, which is, you know, it's not zero, but it's nothing to be alarmed about. I mean, would I eat a slice of bread containing 5.6 parts per billion glyphosate if it were organic? Sure. Yeah, not a problem. I'm not worried about 5.6 parts per billion glyphosate. Why? Because I have great nutrition. I mean, I've got my, you know, superfood smoothies. I've got all these superfoods and antioxidants and, you know, neuroprotective substances. I mean, I lead a very healthy lifestyle. And so I know my body can detox some small amount of glyphosate. It's not like I'm just living on this bread all day long, right? I hardly eat any bread, actually. I wouldn't be concerned about 5.6 parts per billion. But some people, they lose their minds and like, oh my God, we're going to die if we eat a slice of bread. That's just not true. Let's show you the next one. Dave's Killer Organic White Bread Done Right. It's a funny name, Dave's Killer Bread. Less than 5 parts per billion, which means it's not killer bread. It's not going to kill you. And it is organic, certified organic. There's the USDA symbol on the bread. And what that shows you, you know, is that the ingredients are scrutinized by a USDA-approved program for organic certification. And seeing 4.7 parts per billion glyphosate in organic bread, that's not unusual. That's kind of very much in line with what we would expect with an organic wheat product. And you might think, well, if it's organic, it should have zero glyphosate in it. Yeah, in a perfect world where the wind doesn't blow and glyphosate doesn't go from one farm to the next, then you should understand, I mean, this is why we do testing, because the organic certification doesn't test for glyphosate. I hope you understand that. The USDA's organic program, which I'm very familiar with because of our certifications, it requires no testing for glyphosate and no testing for heavy metals, no testing for atrazine, no testing for dioxins, no testing at all, actually. The USDA organic program only certifies agricultural inputs. It's like, oh, you can't spray it with synthetic pesticides and herbicides, but we don't care how much ends up in it. That's the USDA, for real. I'm not making this up. You can verify it anywhere. So when we see, you know, 5 parts per billion or less in organic products like this, that's not unusual. We see that quite a lot. Now, of course, in our lab, the reason we even do this testing is to make sure that you don't get exposed as a customer of ours to some crazy high level, you know, some super saturated glyphosate soaked wheat product, you know, like macaroni or something. And, you know, so we're like a glyphosate shield. You know, we protect you from excess glyphosate or heavy metals or other things like that. But, you know, our products are, you know, like, we don't sell loaves of bread like this, you know, because we have to ship it cross country. We don't sell loaves of bread, so people have to go out to the grocery store if they want to buy bread. So does the organic label mean something? Yeah, it means something, but it doesn't mean it's been tested, you know, just to be clear. All right, moving on. Hardy White Bread Pepperidge Farm also showed about the same, about 4.68 parts per billion, which is, it's getting close to the limit of quantitation for glyphosate, by the way. You're getting down there to the low single digits of parts per billion. Most of the, we use a liquid chromatography mass spec method for this with a triple quad instrument. In that case, we use a Waters instrument. This level is getting close to the limit of quantitation. So I'm just saying that even the best instruments out there, and that instrument I just mentioned, that's like, I don't know, that's a $400,000 instrument, roughly, give or take. Maybe it's more now because it's been a few years since we bought one. But even a $400,000 instrument can't see much lower than this in terms of the concentrations, okay? So Hardy White Bread Pepperidge Farm. I don't know what else is in it. I mean, we could look. Who cares? But glyphosate is not going to be a red alert level. Let's go on to the next one. Okay, Nature's Own Butter Bread. Now, here it is, I think. Yeah, Nature's Own Butter Bread. We've got it right here. All right, this was one of those that the state of Florida said, I think, was very high, over 100 parts per billion. Our test showed it to be 4 parts per billion, or 4.02. So there you go. I don't know what else is in this. I mean, looks like a lot of ingredients. I might be horrified if I look at it, so I'm not even going to try to. I would not, you know, I don't eat this stuff, okay? Just to be clear, I don't eat this stuff. But I also think that when the state of Florida is conducting laboratory science with the authority of the state, that they have an obligation to be accurate, you know, to tell the truth. Because they may be unnecessarily scaring people about this Nature's Own butter bread for, you know, they might be scaring people over something that's not true. And frankly, that kind of pisses me off. I mean, because I am, as you can tell, I'm very dedicated to scientific accuracy. And even though I'm an opponent of glyphosate, and even though I wouldn't eat almost most of the thing, I mean, I might eat like Dave's organic killer bread. Yeah, because that's organic. I would eat some of that. But most of the stuff I wouldn't even eat. But I still believe that these companies have the right to be described in an honest manner, you know? I could find other things to criticize. Oh, high fructose corn syrup or whatever. I could criticize that. But the fact that the state of Florida is pushing out these very high glyphosate numbers that we could not verify any of those high numbers in our lab, and we are a legit ISO-accredited laboratory, that tells me that something's wrong with the lab that the state of Florida is using. I don't think that their calibrations are correct. Frankly, I mean, I strongly suspect that they don't know what they're doing. And I would wonder, are they ISO accredited? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they are, but the report didn't even say which lab it is. So where are they getting these numbers? And I would also ask, like, how many samples did you test? Because I've only tested one sample of each of these, but you can see there's a pattern here. We are not seeing any of the high numbers that Florida is putting out. We haven't seen any bread product over 100 parts per billion, not even close. And we know what we're doing. We do this every day. And we have done it for years, okay? So I'm a stickler for scientific accuracy, even about a product that I wouldn't necessarily recommend. Let's see what else we have here. Sara Lee, Artisano Bakery Bread. Okay, it's got a fancy name. Where is that? I don't know. It's somewhere around here. Here it is. Sara Lee Artisano Bakery Bread. Okay. Well, it looks interesting. 3.94. That's getting pretty close to zero, folks, for glyphosate. 3.94 parts per billion. That's zero concern for the glyphosate in this bread. Again, there might be other things. I don't know. I mean, just processed enriched wheat is not something that I would encourage people to chow down on all day long. But for someone to raise all kinds of alarm about this bread over glyphosate levels is dishonest, in my opinion. Well, clearly it's dishonest because we're not seeing those numbers at all. What else do we have here? Here's Dave's Killer Organic Bread, 21 whole grains. Sorry about this. The font is changing on the screen. This is also in the below 4 parts per billion. So, you know, Dave's Killer Bread, not a glyphosate concern. And then we have a table here at the end that just gives you a comparison. So of all the breads that we tested, the highest number we saw was 9.87 parts per billion. And that was the Sara Lee Honey Wheat Bread. And even that number is not an alarm. It's not a concern. We rated A++++. You know, 10 parts per billion or under is not a typical concern with food products. In fact, you know, if you look at EU standards, if you look at FDA recommendations, 10 parts per billion is not even, that's not a concern. And yet, when you go here to the state of Florida, they're cranking out like 190, 132, 173, 191, et cetera. And I don't know why the numbers aren't showing here. Maybe they yanked those numbers because there were questions. But let me give you my opinion here. I'm a stickler for scientific accuracy. If I were these companies that were named by the state of Florida as having 100 plus parts per billion of glyphosate in their products, I would sue the shit out of the state of Florida. That's what I would do. I would sue the shit out of them. And I would go out and hire other independent labs, like 3 to 5 other labs, to do the testing. And by the way, I'm not soliciting business. We don't have, I'm not interested. Don't get me involved in your lawsuit, okay? And we don't have bandwidth to test other people's products anyway. We're 100% occupied with our own stuff, okay? So I'm not soliciting business, just to be clear. But if I were these companies, I would sue the state of Florida, and I would get other independent lab test results to show that what Florida is stating on this is not accurate, because I believe that Florida's numbers are not accurate. And I want to be clear, I shared Florida's results on social media because at first I trusted that the state of Florida knew what they were doing. And so, you know, even I was thinking, whoa, this is wild. And especially being that I'm very familiar with glyphosate levels in food, I thought, oh my God, you know, the state of Florida has found some crazy numbers. Like this is very concerning. So I shared that out there. You can see that on my X account. And millions of people shared these numbers. And I would imagine that these brands like Nature's Own and whatever, Sara Lee or Wonder Bread, you know, there must have been some serious economic damage to those companies over numbers that I now think are not accurate. And so I would challenge the state of Florida to back up these numbers with some legit multi-lab testing. And frankly, I want to see the instrument output. I want to see the peaks. I want to see your method, and I want to see your lab certification, because I think that the state of Florida, I think the state of Florida is completely full of shit about all these numbers. That's my take on it. As someone who would almost never recommend any of these products anyway, but I am a stickler for scientific accuracy and honesty. And I, in the past, I have, you know, revealed alarming numbers about certain products where I was double, triple sure about, you know, the level of lead or the level of whatever contaminant was in those products. I have named names in the past, but I've only done so after extreme redundancy and scrutiny and ISO accreditation and calibration and everything, where I knew that if I got dragged into court, I could back this up. That's why we've never been sued for releasing, you know, test results, by the way, because everybody knows if you sue the Health Rangers lab, you're going to lose because we can back up everything. I don't think that the Florida lab can back up their numbers. I think they made a mistake. So I'm going to wrap this up and say the state of Florida needs to either back this up or they need to retract these numbers. Because I have very real concerns about glyphosate, but when I warn people about glyphosate, that needs to be rooted in reality, not some fantasy numbers that come out of a lab that has bad calibrations or bad methodology, or I suspect they don't know what they're doing, or they're using some method. Maybe they're not even using mass spec, you know? Who knows? I've seen crazy stuff in the food science industry. Trust me, I've seen crazy stuff. I said, like one time, I sent out samples to a lab to confirm some heavy metals results, cadmium in that case, and they came back with results where their cadmium numbers were 1/10 of the cadmium numbers that my lab was seeing via ICP-MS. And I contacted that lab, you know, I was talking to them, and I said, something's wrong with your cadmium numbers. They're way off. What's going on? And they said, oh, we'll get back to you. Like 3 days later, they got back to me. Oh, yeah, our calibrations were off. I'm like, you sent me these as certified cadmium numbers. And they're like, we're off by, you know, a factor of 10. I'm like, what the F? Don't you have external standards? How are you off by a factor of 10? And you're a legitimate lab? And that taught me something very important. I've seen that before, that I don't trust any labs at all. I don't trust any labs. unless I verify it myself. Because I've seen crazy shenanigans with labs where they don't have any idea what they were doing. And that was actually a spectroscopy test on cadmium. They didn't have any standards. What I mean is external standards. So in our lab, when we run glyphosate on an instrument, we have glyphosate with a known concentration in water because it's water soluble. So we will take glyphosate at like, you know, one part per billion, or I mean, you do a curve, you know, you do 100 parts per billion, you do 1,000 parts per billion, et cetera. You build a calibration curve and then you tell the instrument, this is what glyphosate looks like. This is the elution time on the chromatography. This is the mass to charge ratio, et cetera. And then you know, because you have a freaking standard, a standard that is NIST traceable, that I can prove in a court of law that, yes, here's the standard. Here's the traceability of this standard. That is glyphosate. We know the concentration. And here's the calibration curve. Boom. Fact, right? I find that there are so many labs out there that don't do any of that. They like they calibrate their instruments like once when it's new. And they just run that instrument for 5 years without ever calibrating it again. I'm like, what are you thinking? What do you, no wonder you can't be accredited, because you only calibrate your instrument one time. Are you out of your mind? And they'll sell those results. You know, it's unbelievable. And I don't know what lab ran these numbers for Florida, but I'm just giving you in a general sense what I've seen in the lab science industry. There's a lot of shenanigans. Let me tell you. Unbelievable. And that's why I don't trust anybody in the food industry. I don't trust anybody in lab science. I don't trust any certifications. I don't trust your USDA organic claim. I don't trust, because I've been around. I've seen everything. I don't trust your country of origin. I don't trust anything that any food company tells me. My default position is you're all full of shit. I don't believe anything until I test it. And that's the attitude that you want from someone like me who runs an e-commerce food manufacturer and retailer, healthrangerstore.com. You want me to have that attitude. You don't want me to just automatically trust somebody that says, oh, it's clean. Oh, we tested for lead. It's all good. Half the time, they don't know what they're talking about. Or they have an instrument that's not even capable of lead detection below like 100 parts per million or something. Or they tune it down to where it has no sensitivity on the ICP. And it's like, we didn't see any lead. Yeah, because your instrument sucks. Because you didn't even tune it correctly. You know, there's like 1,000 ways that they can cheat. That's why I don't trust anybody in the food science industry. And I damn well sure don't trust the state of Florida. I don't trust any government entity putting out these numbers at all. Can you trust me and my lab? Yeah, let me tell you why. Number one, we have no financial interest in this at all. We're not competitors of these companies. They're not paying us, obviously, to do this, because I wouldn't promote these products for the most part. Again, maybe Dave's Killer Bread because it's organic, you know, but I'm not in the bread business, okay? Also, our lab is ISO accredited. I wouldn't risk my lab's accreditation by fudging numbers, because that actually violates one of the key terms of accreditation. You have a responsibility to be accurate in the numbers that you share, especially when you make them public. You have a responsibility, a moral and a legal responsibility. And I've signed those statements, you know, for the accreditation, and we are audited every year, like I said. So no, I have no financial interest. I have no conflict of interest. I would not risk my lab. I'm not here to gaslight anybody. I'm not here to promote these companies or to harm them. I'm here to give you the truth about what I found. And our lab is legit, and the numbers we found are totally different from what the state of Florida found. And if I were these companies, I would sue the shit out of the state of Florida. And again, I'm sorry for my profanity, but I'm just, you know, I'm fed up with all the deception, really, honestly. I'm just fed up with all the deception. So, in fact, I think I'm going to make a sandwich. Let's make a sandwich, guys, with some Dave's Killer Bread, because it's hardly got any glyphosate in it. Let's just make a Dave Killer Bread sandwich. How about that? Let's do some, let's get some of my farm eggs, and let's do some French toast with that. Just soak them up with some eggs, you know? That actually sounds pretty good. No, they didn't pay me to say that. I don't even know who is Dave? He's got a guitar. I don't know. Dave seems like a cool guy. But whatever. I'm just here to give you the truth. Okay. That's it. End of story. So, and also, since I have your attention, support us, you know, because we did spend millions of dollars on our lab. And the only way we can do that is by you supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. So if you want to go to our website, here it is, healthrangerstore.com. This is the one way you can help us out. Buy our products, because we do lab testing, obviously. And we have all these great categories. We've got supplements that we make, preparedness products, personal care, food and beverage, home care, pristine ingredients, special formulations. I've formulated many of these products. I am my own customer. And as you know, I don't put up with crazy fragrance or fillers or synthetic or artificial or MSG or GMOs or any of that nonsense. I don't allow any of that stuff in our products. We have the cleanest, most heavily scrutinized, laboratory tested products in the world by far. There's nobody that even comes close, not even Cool Dave with the guitar. So if you want to support us, then shop at healthrangerstore.com. And no, we don't sell bread. We sell a lot of other great stuff that can help you stay healthy, though, by the way. So thank you for your support. Thank you for watching this. And feel free to share this anywhere you want. And if I get any updates on this, you know, maybe from the state of Florida or whatever, I'll share those updates with you and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, yeah, don't lose your mind over glyphosate in these breads. I think the state of Florida numbers are totally wrong. So thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of healthrangerstore.com. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my site here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's certified ingredients, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.